Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham. Lee is the co-author of Reengage. He is the principal of Keeping the People. Keepingthepeople.com is the website, right, Lee?
That is it.
And the other book that you're re-releasing this summer?
The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave.
There you go. So that's coming out soon. You'll be able to look forward to that. Hey, Lee, we've been talking about the well-being of employees and how that's really been challenged in the last couple of 3 years with what happened in 2008. And I think you're right. I know that a lot of small businesses had the same scenario as big companies for the first year or so, where you know, people were doing double work. In a lot of ways, their attitude was pretty good because they were glad to have a job. But after a while, you can't keep doing that. And I really wonder about the, especially, I'm not worried about the small companies anymore. I think they've got their act together on this well-being thing, for their business. But the big companies, I think they're still happening in big companies. I still think that big companies are putting extra pressure on their employees. And one of the reasons it makes me believe that is when I look at the cash that they have. They're hoarding cash and still putting pressure on their employees. And Lee, that's taking a real hit. The companies are taking a real hit on engagement and therefore creativity. And I really believe that the companies are short-sighted in doing what they're doing, the big companies. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree. I think, innovation is what we're going to have to get this economy back on track. We're going to have the best ideas of our work people, and if we're burning them out, we're not going to get that.
But it's worse than that. And it's worse than that, Lee, because you can't be creative if you're afraid.
Exactly.
You can't, yeah. Because being creative presumes risk, and you're not going to take a risk if you're afraid. And that's the reason why I believe that the current situation we have in the workforce, especially big companies, is an uncreative workforce. And I think America is going to take a hit because of that. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree. The other part of this is healthcare costs, which have really grown for small and large companies alike. And we're finding that I'm working with a group right now of insurance brokers, and we're looking at the healthcare claims costs in companies that have the best workplace cultures and those that are the most toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finding that stress is higher, health claims are higher, and we're doing some interesting research on the relationship between employee engagement and health claims data.
Mm-hmm.
And we have every reason to believe, and we have a lot of research that's already been done, that shows that your higher stress organizations are undergoing the greatest cost due to health claims.
Right.
So that's a very bottom line reason why we should start paying attention to this.
Well, and now I want to turn this around and talk about small business opportunity in this, Lee, and that is to tell small business owners, as this economy, and I really do believe it's gonna change. I think it's gonna start getting some momentum, especially after this next election, one way or the other. I think there's gonna be some momentum, and Lee, that means that small businesses are gonna be growing a little bit more. They're gonna be hiring people, and I would like to encourage them to start picking off the best people working for these big companies, because I think it's going to be a great time for people to start being attracted to working for a small business in the next 5 years. What do you think?
Oh, there's tremendous pent-up frustration and restlessness in the workforce right now, and I think especially at some of the large companies
Yep.
that you're talking about. So we'll have the opportunity to look at some very talented, very frustrated people right now.
And don't presume that you have to compare everything that you offer, I mean, the pay, the benefits. Don't be intimidated by the fact that they've got all these big packages over there, and you may not have. Give it your best shot. Offer the most you can offer. But don't worry that you're not competitive on the numbers, because you're going to be competitive on this thing of well-being.
Well, that's exactly right. I went through that myself. I worked for a really large company. I went to a very small, growing company, and you know, I knew I wasn't going to get the same kind of benefits and salary, but what I wanted was the chance to help make this company grow and have a bigger impact.
Yeah, and that was positive for your well-being, wasn't it?
That was enough for me.
KeepingThePeople.com is Lee's website. Lee Branham is our guest. Lee, thanks again for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Lee Branham, he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.